Hello.
Hello, is it Vincent?
Yes.
Hello, Vincent. This is Kevin calling from Content Mobility. We were talking on email regarding your book.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Good, good, good.
I actually sent you an email. You didn't respond. Is everything okay? Are we still connected?
Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean, is it a good time to talk right now?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Okay. I mean, first of all, how are you? Just tell me honestly, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing very good.
That's good, man. That's good to know. I mean, there was, you know, according to the email, I thought there was a lot going on in your life right now. So, you know.
I mean, there's just the normal stuff. You know. I mean, one of the things that happens when you write a book like I did is that the enemy pounces on you. you get beat up. So, you know, from time to time, you know.
Did you get beaten?
Well, by the enemy, by you know, like demonic.
By the devil,
yeah.
By Satan,
yeah,
right?
No. I've been punched, kicked, shoved, pushed down.
Why? Oh my God, I'm so sorry to hear that. Why did that happen?
Just
to say the truth, that happened.
Excuse me?
I'm saying just to say the truth, you spoke the truth and they beat you up. What? Why?
Well, that's the name or that's the nature of the oppressor.
That's true. I second that. That's true. The minute you speak the truth, they come at you.
They definitely come at you. And I've had literal physical attacks as well as attacks on the mind and stuff like that. But I just pray to Yeshua, and he gets me out of it.
You seem like a strong person. At the end of the book, the picture is yours, right? That's you.
Yeah.
You seem like a quite, you know, like a built and proper strong man, you know. How can a person beat you up like? I mean, of course you know, defended yourself, but hey, you're a man of God, so you have nothing to fear at the end of the day, right?
Right.
So I did go through your book, you know, I skimmed through it. I didn't read it word by word. There's a lot going on. It's a lovely book, to say the least. I see a lot of verses. I see a lot of contextual, genius stuff there. So it's pretty cool. I like it. I mean, it's 100% yours.
Yeah. What I did was last year, I wrote a book, and the name of the book is Sin. What is it exactly? So what I did was in writing this book, I basically reproduced the content of my first book, but then I added to it greatly. I mean, greatly.
Like you added
to
quotes
it.
And everything.
Oh, I added, you know, quotes.
On it.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Right,
now,
I could see the transitions between paragraph, and that's lovely.
Right. Now, what I was thinking, and this is just a thought off the top of my head. I think this will appeal to your average Christian. Now, Christian pastors. Most Christian pastors, if they would read this book, their head would explode because it cuts against their long tradition of errors. But I think also Messianic Jews like myself would be very interested in it. So I mean, when you do the marketing for it, you may want to just look into Messianic bookstores. And possibly offer them the book.
So what we can do is, first of all, just let me clear something out. Do you want to what's the purpose behind the book? Do you want to get the message out, or do you want to make revenue?
Oh, no revenue. I mean, I really don't. I'm not really interested in revenue.
That's the least of the priorities, making revenue, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. No, the top priority is to get the word out.
Message,
you know, right?
Okay,
and
so I was yeah.
Yeah, and to act almost like a mini reference book, because I do bring in
right.
references from outside,
right.
and as a teaching type of book.
Well, it can be a teaching book, you know, a reference book for people who are actually becoming pastors. So that's
right.
pretty nice. I mean, I could see there are a lot of codes, there's a lot of expansion, there's a lot of context. So people could,
right.
you know, connect and reference to it as well. So, yeah. But
right.
here's
right.
the thing. Look, we actually spoke about publishing, right? Just the publishing of the book. We are going to publish, format it and publish it on Amazon. And Amazon
okay.
goes like ebook, paperback, and hardcover. Okay. Whoever
okay.
wants to order, they can order it through Amazon. And Amazon would take care of all the packing and, you know, packaging sector.
Do they actually print the book?
It's print on order on Amazon. So what we do, we format for every single gradient, for example, ebook, hardcover, paperback, and we publish
okay.
it on Amazon. So if, for example, you're a layman and or for example, you're a pastor, you want to order the book on Amazon, you're going to click on Amazon, go on the book, and you can see, do you want to have an ebook, just want to read it on your mobile and everything, or if you want a hardcover on it, you can just order a hardcover as well. So Amazon going
oh.
to deliver and print the book for you.
Oh, wow.
And the royalties, there's a lot of royalties. Now, we don't take any royalty from any of our clients. The royalties go to you 100%. But Amazon
wow.
keeps, because since Amazon is actually printing the book and delivering it to the customer, what Amazon does is Amazon takes 40% of the royalties and 60%
right.
is given to your account. It's credited into it. So, for example, if a book is of $10,
right.
you're going to get $6 and Amazon will keep $4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how Amazon works, because it's actually taking care of all the printing and distribution costs, etc. Of course,
right.
they're not going to do it for free, right?
Right, sure. They have to make money.
Yeah. But it's everything is yours. You know, we have no charge in it. It's just between you and Amazon. We will, you know, just create the account, publish the book, and you're going to have it in your own account if there are sales, right? So talking about sales, now the thing is, we actually spoke about publishing, but talking about you, I mean, there are not a lot of people who know you as a person, right? Because
right.
who is Vincent Little? And no one actually knows. You're not J.K. Rowling or Harry Potter,
no,
right?
No.
Exactly. So, I mean, no one would know me as well. Who's Kevin? Who knows? So that
right.
is the reason we need marketing for book, right? For marketing,
sure.
we have a lot of different packages. What we do, we create articles, we create PR. By PR, I mean press release. We post them on different platforms, on various notebook platforms, telling people that when it comes to press release, we tell people that XYZ is going to publish their now book and it is available on XYZ platform. You know, we tell them about the book as well. It's like news, right? So it's like pre-publishing and post-publishing as well. And then we create marketing articles as well, which speak about the author, which would be you, and would also speak about the book, which will be your book, that this is in the book, and this is about the author, this is his background, this is how we came about this idea. People know about you, you know, just to create some awareness, just to create that hype, that flair, that, you know, there's something about this book that you need to see so that you can order it, right?
Right, right.
So there's a lot of stuff in marketing, because me personally, because we spoke about only publishing, I was like, okay, this book is, you know, really pretty interesting, and it's like there's a lot going on in this book. Why not market it as well? Because there's no point of just publishing it if no one knows the author or if no one knows the book, because there won't be any sales, and if there won't be any sales, there won't be an awareness of the book, right? Because I want this book. I am a religious person as well, you know, so I want people to, you know, just know about a book which can tell them about different religion religious aspect. So not necessarily saying on a single religion. No, it can be Christianity, it can be Jewish, it can be anything, but at least there should be some inclination towards religion, right? People are getting away from religion, if you ask me honestly, and which is a bad thing. You know, we are going towards the end of the days, and people are going away from religion. I don't get it. I really don't get it. But so so what we need to do is we need to market first, and then we need to publish the book. We can do them simultaneously as well. We'll be working on the book, formatting and everything, and then we'll be writing the marketing and every aspect of it. So whilst we're doing that, we can also, you know, create the marketing channels and everything, and once that's done, we can publish it. So there is a pre-hype of the book, and then there's post-hype of the book. So simultaneously, the book is being published, and there's hype, and people are, you know, getting more into it as well.
Oh, okay. Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Sometimes books get like reviews, like if it's a religious book, a Christian book, the manuscript is given to certain Christian pastors and messianic rabbis, and they provide a book review. Do you guys do things like that?
Like you would want us to give the manuscript to a pastor and they would give their feedback?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, we can do that, right? But honestly, the main point would be if we actually give the book after publishing it, right? If it's in book form, you know, the form itself. What if I give the manuscript to a pastor, and if it's not in a book form, and they're like, it's okay, it's just a pager, it's one pager, it's two pager, you know? It's not that great. But what if I give the very same content in a book shape, and they're like, yeah, this is more authentic, this is more official. I would love to read it, right? You get my point? Get what I'm trying to say?
Oh, okay.
But for example, if you're a pastor, and I give you two pages, two manuscripts to read, and I give you a book to read, which one would you offer to read if it's of the same content? Which one would you like to read?
Yeah, probably go for the book.
Exactly. You get my point, right? So, yeah, it's more authentic. It's more official, you know? It's like a book. But it's like a manuscript's like two pages. Yeah, why would I read two pages if I have a book, right?
Right.
So, yeah, we can do that. We can definitely do that. But once the book is published, okay?
Right, okay.
So there are different packages, there are different, I told you the package because since you've told me about all your problems, you told me that there is, you know, you're living on Social Security and everything, it doesn't come third of the month and everything, so I deduced the package for you, specifically for you, so that we can cater to your publishing needs and it's not a burden on your pocket. But that's only for publication, but there's, different packages for the marketing as well, right? So if you want me to include the marketing in your publishing package, considering everything, would you be able to do that? Would you be able to talk to your son? Because if, let's say, the actual cost of publishing plus marketing is around $2,000, would you be able to do that?
Well, I probably have to break it up into monthly payments, because right now the whole family is on the financial.
Let me just clear one thing. Sorry, I'm cutting you off. It's actually $2,000, but it's not that you're going to have to pay $2,000 upfront. We still have that on the table that we are going to divide the payment in two. Once the upfront, 50% upfront, and then 50% after the work is all. In between the work, you know, since we are starting the market and everything. So it won't be, I just don't want anything to be a burden on your pocket. Would that be doable?
Right. I think it possibly could. I mean, I haven't checked my GoFundMe account. There may be several hundred dollars in there by now. I don't know. See, one of my problems is I don't know how to use the internet that well. And I'm physically blind, so it's very hard for me.
I'm so sorry. But it's okay. You've given me your card number, your card details, and you told me that there's going to be money in the card. There's going to be limit after 5th, I believe, right? 5th of September?
September 5th, right.
Okay. So what we have is, let's say there's going to be $2,000 limit coming in from Social Security, right?
Right.
So what we can do is, you can give me the approval on 5th to charge the amount. I'll charge 50% of it. Okay, I'll charge $1,000 on 5th, and we'll consider it upfront, and then we'll start the work. I'll give you the contract and everything, and then once after, like, in between a month or 2 weeks, once the work is going, we get the ball rolling and everything, the marketing, everything, I'll just let you know when we need to charge the 50%. We can all, if there's still a burden on your pocket at the time when we're speaking, we can still do that at the end of everything, you know, when everything, well, at the publishing is done.
Yeah, more towards the end. Right now, that debit card will only support, like, $400 withdrawal.
Yeah, but if I don't charge right now, but can actually, you know, do it 1,000? I mean, it's only more, and since you'd be getting Social Security, I don't want it to be a burden. I just want the marketing to start whilst there's publishing as well. I just want everything to start simultaneously. I don't want to wait for it. But the only problem is I could do that of my own accord as well. But the only problem is it's a company, it's a procedure. I'd have to, you know, assign a project manager to you as well. They're going to explain things, how Amazon works and everything. So everything has a cost, right? So I did everything I could. I've included all the packages, all the vouchers and everything, and there's still I've broken the payments into two as well. And that's as much as I can. I still, if there's anything I can do, I will do. I promise you that.
Well,
I don't want anything to be a burden.
You had mentioned that there would be two payments of $400 each, and right now, that's all my debit card would bear. I mean, $1,000 is kind of a very far reach for me.
Okay, so let's just keep it on publishing them, or if you want, I can, you know, talk to my manager. Everything I can. Break the payments into two, and for example, let's just say if I'm saying if, it's a big if, focus on the emphasis on if, okay? If I reduce the price of marketing plus publishing from 2,000 to 500, I might just have another discount coupon, because it's a new month coming in, month of September. There are new vouchers given to us. If there's a voucher, if I can get a voucher from my, you know, from my head, I'd have to talk to them, sweet talk them, basically, that I can still have a voucher, for example, like, say, $500. So what we can do is, your total amount would be $1,500. That would include publishing plus marketing. And for marketing, I'm going to give you two or three PRs and two or three articles as well. Or if you want blogs, I can put some blogs in as well. So total will be $1,500, and it will be $750 upfront and $750 after the work. So, how about that?
I think the only thing I could do in September would support only $500, and then we'll have to work something out.
So that's fine as well. Okay, we can make the upfront of $500. And then later on, when the work is done, you can pay us the remaining amount, like the $1,000 amount. You can pay us later.
Right.
That's fine. As long as you're, you know, it's $1,500, and if you the two payments will be $750, but if you can't pay $750, let's just do $500 and $1,000. How about that? You can just pay the upfront $500, and then after the work is done, you can pay $1,000. That's fine.
I'll have to talk to my son about the $1,000, but the $500 is okay, that's for sure.
I just want you to start the work. So if you're willing to pay $500 upfront and everything, I'll start the package. I'll start publishing work as well as marketing work. So we can, you know, even if it's just $500 upfront, because you've paid $500, we can, you know, just start the work. Marketing as well as publishing, you know, simultaneously. First, it's going to be marketing, and then it will go towards publishing, but it's hand in hand, you know. So if you do, you know, start with $500, and we have a contract that the first initial payment is $500, and after the work is done, or like 3 weeks or a month in, in the work, we're going to pay $1,000 more. That's fine. We'll just start. It's like two or three weeks. So first, you're going to start with $500, and we'll have the work done. We'll show you everything every week for approval. And after that, you know, two or three weeks, you can pay the rest of the amount, and you could just say, these amounts are one-time payments, okay? It's not going to be charged monthly. There's no hidden costs, no whatsoever, yada, 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 no. It's okay. Just okay. One-time cost. That's it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That sounds good. I can only afford, like, monthly payments because I don't get Social Security every week. It comes once a month.
Once a month. So you're going to have $2,000 on 5th, right? So you can pay $500, so we can get the work started. Okay, the publishing, everything. I have the marketing work started. Okay, by the end of September, you can pay us the rest of the amount. Okay.
Actually, it would have to be at
September. Then it would be October, right?
Right.
The 5th of October?
Excuse me?
It will be the 5th of October or 3rd of October?
Yeah, 5th.
5th of October. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. Yeah. Look, man, you're giving us work. You're doing a good job in being making people close to religion. That's fine. We will do that. You can start with 500 and pay $1,000 more the rest of the amount next month. That's fine with me, as long as you're working through it, okay?
Okay.
By next month, I mean October. So first payment is going to be on 5th of September, and the next remaining amount is going to be on the 5th of October. Uh-huh.
Yes, yes. Yes.
That's fine. So we are agreeing on 1,500?
On the 5th of October?
Sorry?
Oh, you mean as a total price?
As a total price, so $1,500 the total price, $500 up front on 5th of September, and the remaining $1,000 on 5th of August.
Okay.
That's done. Okay, so I am going to call you on the 5th, okay? I'm going to call you on 5th, you can, or you can email me directly that, hey, Kevin, my Social Security amount is in my car right now, you can just charge it. I'll try charging it, I'll ask my finance to charge it. If it does go through, I'll have the contract ready, and, you know, we'll get the ball rolling.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan?
Yes, that sounds good.
Okay, man. In the meantime, if there's anything at all, if there's anything you want to talk about, for example, you know, someone's coming, bullying you and everything, you can just shoot me an email, and if I'm free, I'll give you a call. We can talk about it, okay? It's not just professional. I want to be a friend to you, okay?
Right.
Okay, man. Okay, you take care now.
Okay, you take care. God bless. Okay.
God bless. Bye-bye. God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.